This is the Bible News Prophecy Program, bringing you news and analysis of world events in the light of Bible prophecy. The following program is brought to you by the Continuing Church of God.
Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, there seems to be a lot going on in the world today that ties in with biblical prophecy. Where do we stand with the sacrificial red heifer?
Well, on December 28, 2024, I speculated, based on certain statements from the Temple Institute, as well as certain scriptures, as well as the age of certain red heifer candidates, that I thought there's a pretty good chance that one of the red heifers that the Temple Institute had would actually be sacrificed in 2025. And they did so on the 1st of July, 2025.
So do the Jews now have the ashes they need to begin sacrifices again?
Well, yes, but no. No, officially, the Temple Institute says this one was disqualified. But could it have counted or not? And do they need to do another one? Well, Michael Snyder posted something about this and said he looked into this because it was called a practice run and because they used the so-called disqualified red heifer. But Byron Stinson, the guy who brought the red heifers in from Texas, from Israel, who organized various things, said, no, this is the real thing. This is not a practice run. We did it all. It wasn't on the Mount of Olives, but the Bible doesn't say so. But we had a high priest. We did everything. So Snyder says, you know, Snyder thinks there'll be another one, maybe that the Temple Institute is going to do. But the reality is that they did do one. But he says that he doesn't think the Temple Institute will ever accept the particular one that was done.
So if they don't accept it, it doesn't really make any sense to sacrifice a red heifer as a practice run and not make it as close to the real thing as possible, does it?
No. I mean, they had their high priest do it. They went through their ceremony to do it. And by the way, in terms of ashes, because they want the ashes of a red heifer, supposedly this produced 10.5 gallons of red heifer ashes.
Wow.
And samples been sent all over the world. So if they want to throw red heifer ashes on anything, they can do this.
Yeah.
But the Temple Institute says that, you know, they disqualified him. And Mike Snyder thinks that eventually the Temple Institute could go ahead and do another one. But anyway, this isn't any surprise to me. You know, I pointed out that the Jews could decide this particular red heifer sacrifice counted. And the reality is the Bible shows that sacrifices are going to be stopped, and regular animal sacrifices. To be stopped, they have to be started. Now, let me also add, Mike Snyder thought that they have to have a temple for all this. And that's simply not the case.
Okay.
A massive Jewish temple is not needed to perform these sacrifices. All the Jews need is an altar, a priesthood, a tent, or other structure, and permission from the government. And they got three of those already. Okay. And furthermore, representatives of the Sanhedrin and the Temple Institute told me that they don't need a temple in order to do the sacrifices. And furthermore, when I visited the Temple Institute, a man there told me they would start the animal sacrifices once they get government permission. He said they would start basically immediately after getting permission. He didn't say, well, first we need a qualified red heifer for that.
Dr. Teal, would you give us a little biblical history lesson on animal sacrifices and the need for sacrificing a red heifer?
Well, first, as far as animal sacrifices, you see them in the book of Leviticus, but in the book of Ezra, in Ezra chapter 3, starting in verse 1, it talked about when the seventh month had come, which we call that the Feast of Trumpets began, they were there to do burnt offerings. And they also kept the Feast of Tabernacles a couple of weeks later. And they did these offerings. And verse 6 says, and the first day of the seventh month, they began to offer burnt offerings to the Lord, although the foundation of the temple of the Lord had not been laid. So a couple of very interesting things about that. One, they didn't have to have a temple for the sacrifices. Two, there was no mention of red heifer in there. Matter of fact, throughout the book of Ezra, they don't talk about anything red heifer needed. So they can do this. And by the way, after their red heifer sacrifice they had in July, 10 days later after that sacrifice, I posted that they don't accept it, but they still might consider it valid, or they may never consider one valid. Why? One of the problems is that they say that it had a couple of black hairs. The Bible says a red heifer, and later I'll get to the scripture about that. It doesn't say it can't have any that aren't red. And and that's actually one of the problems. A lot of times, the Jews rely on tradition more than they should scripture. Furthermore, let me go to the scriptures on this. It's in Numbers 19, starting verse 1. Speak to children of Israel. Bring a red heifer without blemish and no defect in which a yoke hasn't been on. Doesn't say anything about the number of hairs on it. And you give it to the priest who sacrifices it. It's going to be burned at his sight. And then they get the ashes. And they're going to use it for purification. Okay? That's what the Bible says. It's a statute for the Jews forever.
Would different color hairs be considered a blemish?
I would say no. There's nothing in the Bible. If God wanted the hair thing to be an issue, I think he'd have put down it can't have any non-red hairs. Okay. And it's simply not the case. And then, earlier this month, the Temple Institute, they announced that all the red heifers they had were disqualified. And so they don't think it meets the requirement for their 10th red heifer. But the reality is, no matter what the Temple Institute thinks about red heifers, we know regular animal sacrifices are going to be reimplemented. Why do we know that? Because of what the Bible says in the book of Daniel. For example, Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. Now I'm going to read this from the New King James. It says, then he's going to confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. Now, this is the guy who's called a prince in the verse before, but in Daniel chapter 11, he's the king of the north by this time. And in verse 31, we read, forces are going to be mustered by him. They shall defile the sanctuary fortresses. Then they'll take away the daily sacrifices. In place there are the abomination desolation. So again, we see them being stopped. And then let's go to Daniel 12, verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed he is waits and comes to 1,330 days. Now, by the way, I recently did a sermon on that. People can watch it, the Continuing COG channel. But anyway, since the sacrifices are going to stop, they have to start first. And actually, that's something that the Temple Institute and the Sanhedrin want. On the other hand, the Temple Institute has something else up on their page. And here's what it says, their website. The 10th red heifer will be prepared by the Messiah. In recounting the historical record, his commentary on the Mishnah, the great sage, Maimonides ends with this statement, and the 10th red heifer will be accomplished by the king, the Messiah. May he be revealed speedily. Amen. May that be God's will.
Is the Temple Institute actually saying that Jesus Christ is going to sacrifice a red heifer to himself?
Well, yes and no. They don't believe Jesus is the Messiah. Now, we have a free book called Proof Jesus is the Messiah. People can get it at ccug.org. And I've got a chapter in here explaining to the Jews, based on their traditions, why they should accept Jesus as the Messiah. But the Jews don't accept Jesus as the Messiah. But they say the Messiah is going to do this. Okay? And of course, when Jesus returns, no, Jesus is not going to sacrifice a red heifer. You don't see that in the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures. Now, this is another Jewish tradition that's not from the Bible. Just like the Jewish tradition about you can't have more than two or three hairs or something. Okay? And a Mishratic teaching is basically a Jewish tradition. And that's the type of thing that when Jesus was here, he condemned. When they added things to the Bible that the Bible didn't say. They added commands about the Sabbath, etc. know, some people think Jesus did away with the Sabbath. No, he just said to Jews, you're doing it wrong. Okay. So anyway, if the Temple Institute actually believes what I just read from their website, it looks like officially it's impossible for the Temple Institute to accept any red heifer sacrifice, since Jesus is not going to do that upon his return. But you got to wonder, then why did they have one of their priests, their high priest that they train, do a practice run sacrificing a red heifer when they say the Messiah is supposed to do it, because they don't think the high priest is the Messiah.
Good point.
So the whole thing gets, to use a weird expression, curiouser and curiouser. But the other reality is that officially, the Temple Institute does not need a red heifer for the animal sacrifices to begin anyway. Okay? So the fact is, they have a red heifer that was sacrificed. And by the way, I'll add this, I didn't point this out before, and I should have read this when I read the scripture. It was the right age. They had an age range. And one of the reasons I speculated they were going to slaughter one, I thought they're probably going to do one in 2025, was because of the age of these red heifers. Okay. Plus, there's always the risk the longer they're alive, the more bigger chance they'll get some kind of a blemish. But I was looking at what they're doing and said, I think it has to happen in 2025. Mm-hmm. But I also said before 2025 that, look, they're going to decide something is acceptable for their purposes. And so now actually they've done it. Now, our Christian perspective, do we need the ashes of a red heifer? No. Why do I say that? Because didn't I read from Numbers, it's ordinance for them forever. Yeah, for those who didn't accept Jesus. Okay? Mm-hmm. But for those who accept Jesus, we're in a different situation. Mm-hmm. So the Jews, if you don't accept Jesus, yeah, they're supposed to do that stuff because they don't accept Jesus.
All right.
I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 9, starting verse 13. Christians, we read the following. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, this is a reference in the New Testament to the ashes of a red heifer from the Old Testament, sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, and that's what the ashes of the red heifer were supposed to do for the children of Israel. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot, Jesus without blemish because he didn't sin. And, you know, he could have actually probably had one or two gray hairs by his age. Okay? And that would not have disqualified Jesus. Okay? Most guys start to have some gray hair by then. So another reason to go back to why the Jews put up rules that make no sense. Anyway, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Okay? So it is absolutely clear from Scripture, Christians do not need a red heifer. Okay? And again, going back to this one being disqualified for hairs, just, you know, Jesus would have probably had a couple of hairs, were not the same color. The blemish would have to do with sin. And the blemish on the red heifers would have to do with, let's say, in modern times, running into barbed wire or something along that line. So the reality is, not only don't Christians need a red heifer, the Jews have one, and they actually don't need one to resume daily sacrifices. And as you alluded to me before this, maybe this was the last red heifer.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the bottom line then, Dr. Teal? If all the red heifers are disqualified by the Temple Institute, will the return of the Lord be delayed until they have the ashes of a red heifer?
Absolutely not. Sacrifice is going to be resumed with or without a red heifer that the Temple Institute accepts. The Bible prophecy is going to be fulfilled.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.
This Bible News Prophecy Program was sponsored by the Continuing Church of God. For more information, including access to our free literature, visit BibleNewsProphecy.net or www.ccog.org. You can also reach us by email. Our address is BibleNewsProphecy@gmail.com.